Hello, hello, everybody. My name is Ruth Sheridan. Welcome to the Corner at Home podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you exactly why you should be posting about your products and your opportunity on social media. You see, there's this network marketing, attraction marketing myth out there right now that says you should never post your products or your opportunity. And if you're not, you're missing out. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you exactly where to post about your products, how to do it, how to post about your opportunity, and where to get more recruits and more customers into your business. If you're feeling confused about how to do this, then this podcast is absolutely for you. Make sure if you have a team, share it with them. If you have friends in network marketing, share this podcast with them. Snap a pic of the episode and share it in your stories. Tag a friend, leave a 5-star review. If you do, it'll really, really help me out and it'll help keep the podcast going. If you haven't subscribed yet, just click the subscribe button wherever you're listening. Turn on notifications so that you can keep up to date on all of the latest trends in the online space. Every Wednesday episode, I do a money giveaway. When I announce your name, you have 24 hours to post the episode in your stories on Instagram. Tag me at Ruth Ann Sheridan, DM me done. I announce the winner the following week on Wednesday, and next week's cash prize is $18, and that's our episode number. So let's dive in. So today's training is really about how to position yourself on social media so that you actually let people know what you've got to sell, what you've got to offer, what business you're in, without repelling them or pushing them away. You see, a while back, I did a lot of attraction marketing training, and back then, they really taught us never to mention your products, never to post about your products, never to post about your opportunity, only to post about an affiliate program. And what I found was people were attracting a lot of affiliates, but never really building their network marketing business because nobody knew what they did. So in this training, I'm going to be sharing with you some creative ways on how you can start sharing your products, your opportunity, without repelling your audience and having them stop following you because you're one of those spammy Tammies, right? And if your name's Tammy, sorry. So let's talk about this today because it's super important. When I started changing this strategy from never posting about my products or opportunity to posting about them, my sales went through the roof and I had more and more recruits. But you have to do it the right way. So let's break it down. First of all, let's talk about the different types of social media posts that there are. So we're going to first talk about Facebook and Instagram. We're going to kind of lump them together because they have some similar functionalities. Let's talk about posts. Those are the things that are written. Sometimes they're pictures. Sometimes they look like little pictures of inspirational quotes, that kind of stuff. You never, ever want to be promoting your company name or pictures of your products in those kinds of posts. The reason being is when people are attracted to you through your content, they're likely to visit your personal profile or your Instagram grid, your Instagram profile. And as soon as they start seeing kind of spammy posts about products or join my business or stuff like that, it's going to turn them away. They're not going to perceive that they're going to get value from following you. So in those types of posts, you want to be thinking about what problems do your products or your business solve for your ideal business prospect, right? And you want to be posting valuable content, meaning, you know, let's say you sell weight loss products. So 3 tips on how to lose belly fat. And it could be hydrate, exercise, and, you know, eat a lot of salad. I don't know. But you don't want to be posting about your products there. If it's about a business opportunity, you can be showing lifestyle, what that opportunity has done for you, but don't be sharing posts like, I'm looking for 5 new people to join my team, because that's going to turn people off too. So that's sort of your posting grid, we'll call it. You don't want to be sharing about your products, your opportunity on that grid, because when people follow you and look at them, they might stop following you. But there are some really great places that you can share about your products and your opportunity. And those are in your stories, in short form video, like Instagram Reels, in live video, okay? So what you wanna be doing, say, and let's talk about live video first. So what you could do, and let's use this weight loss example because there's a lot of companies out there with weight loss products. So you could come onto your live video and say, hey, today I'm gonna be sharing my journey to having less belly fat. And here are the things I'm doing. Number one, every day I'm walking 10,000 steps. And you're gonna tell your story. You're gonna tell your story of your frustration around having belly fat and how it makes you feel. And maybe you feel upset by it or embarrassed about it and you're committed to getting rid of it. You could give a second tip on how drinking more water is gonna help you lose that belly fat. And then your third tip would be about a product that you're using to support this weight loss journey, right? And you could actually hold up your product and talk about the benefits of it. Not the ingredients, not the science, but the benefits you personally are seeing from taking these products. And then you can have a call to action in your video. Hey, if you're interested in finding out more, just drop me a comment. I'd be happy to connect with you and send you some information. Or maybe you have a link in your bio for people to buy. Check out the link in my bio. If you're interested in this product for a 30-day money-back guarantee, just go ahead over to the link in my bio and you'll see it there. So you're gonna want a call to action at the end. So that is live video. And again, it's valuable because you're giving people tips, but you're also sharing your own personal story. It's not salesy, it's because you're making a product recommendation. No different than if you went to a restaurant and really enjoyed a meal, you would recommend to your friends that they go try that restaurant too, right? And you wouldn't feel weird about it. So don't feel weird about recommending products. The next really great place to promote product is in short form video. So that's Instagram Reels and TikTok. And in those little short form videos, you know, they're super, super short. Those videos get a massive amount of reach, meaning if you put those videos out and you do it right, and I'll do another training on how to do that on this channel, then you can get thousands and thousands of views on your video. Inevitably, you're gonna come across people who are looking for what you have and they're gonna ask a question. Or if you have a link in your bio, they're actually gonna go in and buy. So again, you wanna be putting out valuable content, you wanna share your story, you wanna share what worked for you, you wanna share the products, and be excited when you do it, right? On the business side, on the recruiting side, you can share maybe a result you had or a result of a team member. Maybe you have a team member that for the first time they earned $600 and were able to make a car payment and then have a call to action. Like if this sounds like something you would like to do, DM me or message me. Short form video right now are hot, right? So I love doing short form video because they get massive reach. A lot of people see them. I have a TikTok video that has close to 100,000 views. I did the same video on Facebook and it had under 100. So short form video is hot. If you are not using it, you gotta get on it because that's where you're gonna get seen, okay? So we talked about short form video. We talked about live video, and let's talk about stories. So Facebook and Instagram and even LinkedIn now have stories, and stories are hot real estate. The reason I say that is they're at the very top of the newsfeed of all of the platforms. And it's really easy and fun to click on those stories and see what people are up to in their day. So in stories, you can be promoting your products. So imagine doing a story every morning. If you have, you know, if you're in weight loss and you have a shake, you're making your shake and you're drinking it and people are gonna be curious. You could also do a little story about the benefits you saw from your products and why you're excited about it. Stories disappear after 24 hours, so they're not there forever. So you can promote products, you can promote opportunity, you can create some FOMO in stories when you post things like testimonials from your team, rank advancements from your team, new people joining. So stories are really, really effective because people love watching them. They love that short little bit of content. And you will get a lot of views on them. And if you've got a call to action, like link in bio, people will actually buy from your stories. So just to recap, posts themselves, okay, the things that show up on your grids are a no-no for products and opportunity types posts. Stories and short form video like Reels, like TikTok, like YouTube Shorts, fantastic for products and really creating some curiosity around your business opportunity.